Governments across the world have had to deal with the issue of persons establishing informal settlements or squatter communities on state-owned lands. Jamaica is no exception. The Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ, is the government entity primarily responsible for regularizing informal settlements. When the HAJ sets out to formalize a community, there are a number of benefits that come with the regularization process.
Our job is to go in and to make an assessment of the community in terms of what are its infrastructural needs, that's physical infrastructure, as well as what are the social amenities that need to be put in. So our mandate really is to ensure that at the end of the day, these communities have these basic infrastructure, namely roads, paved roads, drains, and sewage disposal systems.
HAJ Public Relations and Marketing Manager Richard Jones. The process of regularizing informal communities works two ways, and all beneficiaries are required to go through a method of registration before the benefits can be realized. HAJ Community Development Officer Rosalie Bridge-Mohan says first, there's a complete subdivision of land to ascertain the number of lots on the property.
First of all, we would have to go in to do an underground verification, lot-to-lot verification. Then we ascertain the persons or beneficiaries who are actually living on the land. And then we do an application form. And then we do a database for these customers. After we do that, they would have to submit some required documents, which are their birth certificate, TRN, ID, marriage certificate if applicable.
During the process, each household is given a lot number.
Once those are in, we require of the persons who live there that the lots on which they reside be paid for based on prices that we set, which are affordable to them. Then, once we have collected from these persons, they are given registered land titles.
At this point, a legal land transfer takes place and the properties fall under the sole ownership of the beneficiaries. The prices for lots in informal communities are based on the cost of basic infrastructure, the size of a lot, and subsidies applied based on the resident's ability to pay. When a sales agreement is reached and a title is handed over to a household, this opens up a world of possibilities. It's sometimes a challenge getting residents to fully grasp the benefits of legal land ownership. But HAJ Community Development Officers, including Ms. Bridge-Mohan, are always on hand to provide assistance to customers.
What we do, we have three community development officers, one in Montego Bay, one in Sablemare, myself in Kingston. From time to time, we do visit the schemes that are being assigned.
Dedicated to the task at hand, these HAJ officers work with members of the community to help them understand the benefits of having a title.
I get satisfaction when I go out there and I talk to it doesn't matter the terrain that I walk or the trees that I hang on to or the rocks that I climb. I enjoyed it and I feel satisfied when I get to my customers. So at the end of it, they will come back and say, I thank you so much, Ms. Bridge-Mohan, for what you have done for me, because they have never seen the light. They didn't see it that way.
And the benefits of owning land and being able to prove it are highly satisfying. Just ask Arthur King, a resident of Gravel Heights in St. Catherine.
There are great benefits because we before captured the land, but I didn't want to live as a capturer. I want to be as a landholder. So I was excited when they decided to come and do the survey and look about it and give us a title. I was so grateful for it. I was so happy. I was so glad. You know, if I want to get a loan or whatever it be, I can go to the bank. I can do a lot of things with it to be able to pass down to the children. I wouldn't have any intention of selling or doing anything because I have children.
Other communities where residents are realizing the benefits of land ownership under the HAJ include Retirement, Flanker, Lilliput and Norwood in St. James, Mami Bay and Mount Edgecombe in St. Anne, and Boscobel in St. Mary. There's also St. Benedict's in St. Andrew and Whitehall, Westmoreland. After investing in home improvement and the necessary furniture and appliances to suit your needs, why not make the property officially yours? Talk with the HAJ about acquiring your title today. Call 968-7522-4 or 968-7536 or visit hajl.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.